Of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. A surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, might see our clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and 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 miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.
Hey, this is Smokey Robinson, and you're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM, New York.
Let the music take your mind. Just release and you will find you're gonna fly away. Glad you're going my way. I love it when we're cruising together.
Hey, this is Smokey Robinson, and you're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM, New York.
March along to the beat of a drum. Someday soon you're gonna wake up singing, battle is over, but the war go on. Everybody plays, follow the leader. What if the leader has a gun? Remember when you jumped to the 8 o'clock whistle? Battle is over, but the war go on.
Crying in the rain. while in the sun. Who do you fool but me, you brother? The battle's over, but the war goes on. Talk with money, you'd be a millionaire. Thoughts could kill, there'd be no one here. So many things in evil, and talking die.
Welcome to WBAI. I love that line. It's only through love the whole world can stay alive. My name is Tony Bates. I am in studio with your very own Catherine Davis. And we are going to look at everyone's finances this afternoon. You know, in that song we were just listening to, Kathy, that was Sunny and Brownie, by the way. And the song is called The Battle Is Over, But the War Goes On. And in that song he says, if talk was money, you'd be a millionaire. And certainly you and I have been talking for a living for some time now. We would certainly be millionaires, but that hasn't panned out.
Not yet.
Not yet. As yet, I should say. Yeah. So this afternoon, we're going to welcome our guest, Loyan Mensah. And we're going to talk to you about our finances. And Kathy, as you and I have been having conversations about this premium and these ideas, we've talked about the idea that so many in our community have spent so much time working to save everything, to save forests, to save children, to save whales, to save WBAI, to save whatever it is. But we have very little focused our attention on saving money.
And or often, saving ourselves.
Or saving ourselves. And as we begin to learn, as I become wiser, I understand that where you focus is where your energy goes. And so in order to be financially stable, one must focus their energy very directly in that direction. And we're going to talk about that with Loyan Mensah this afternoon.
That's right, and I want to welcome you back, Loyan Mensah, to WBAI. And people may have heard you on the air before, and they know that you have a real dedication to helping people to straighten out their finances and make a plan for their life. And you have a lot of experience with this. You've worked on Wall Street. But why don't we start by reminding those who may have heard and letting people know, really, what is your mission and how does that relate to your growing up and learning how to find your own way in the world?
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me on the show again. And
I definitely
appreciate you starting off that way, because everything I do is predicated on where I began. And it began, you know, humble beginnings, you know, growing up in inner city South Bronx. I was raised by a single mom. She raised me and my three siblings. And she always shared with us, we shouldn't focus on our current circumstances. We should focus on where we want to be. And she was a direct representation of really practicing the law of attraction before I even knew what it was. You know, she sacrificed a lot. She made sure that, you know, we were taken care of. And for me, I focused on, you know, being in a position of success. And success for me meant being able to help other people. So working hard, going through school, you know, graduating with an accounting degree, starting off my career in accounting, then starting my own investment firm, and then transitioning to full-time on Wall Street for one of the largest investment banks in the world, and then learning everything I need to learn there from the standpoint of what wealthy people know and what most of mid-America doesn't know, taking all that information and then being in a position where I opened up my own office on Wall Street to be able to be in a position to educate middle America on areas where they can either create a legacy, leave a legacy, or build wealth for their future and for their loved ones. And I'm in a position now where between myself and my colleagues are able to, you know, transform people's lives through inspiration, motivation, and education on the area of wealth and what that means.
Beautiful. And we are actually offering people an opportunity to have a 1-hour personal financial checkup or consultation with your organization, either with yourself or one of your colleagues, depending on how the schedule goes. But maybe let's start by letting people know what they'll be able to learn through this financial checkup, a general idea at first.
Absolutely. I mean, it really comes down to understanding where they want to be, right? A lot of individuals don't have a financial independence number or don't know what it is for them. Now, a financial independence number is the number that, let's say, for instance, for everyone that's listening, if you had all the money you ever needed, so that paid off all your bills and paid off all your current expenses, plus all the money you ever wanted, what would that number be? And whatever that number is your financial independence number. That's going to allow you to have the lifestyle that you really want to live and also be able to, let's say, be fulfilled with everything that you want to do. So my job is to help people dream again. You know, I've learned that, you know, a lot of individuals after the age of 4 or 5, they stop dreaming, right? There was a quote where someone said that individuals die at the age of 18 and are buried at the age of 80.
Wow.
And what I learned is that when they say they die at the age of 18, it's not a physical death. Their dreams die. And then they physically die around the age of 80 or so. So my main responsibility is to help individuals dream again. Help people find that passion that they once did, that they lost because they said that the world got to them or life is just, it is what it is. Help them dream again. Help them be able to touch what they once wanted, but be able to realize that it can become tangible if they so forth seek it. And then my job is to help them dream and then take a current snapshot of where they are financially, from income to expenses to debts to everything. Take a full financial snapshot of where they are today and then build a roadmap of how to help them close the gap between where they are currently and where they want to be in the future financially.
That's really wonderful. And I think one of the things that is very powerful about what you're saying is because once people really begin to take stock of themselves and really understand what's possible, then they not only start to dream again, but they're able to make tangible contribution either to their family or even to their projects in the world. Have you found that to be the case?
Absolutely. You see, dreaming allows people to begin to have awareness again of what is possible. But the beautiful thing about dreaming is you don't just dream when you go to sleep. When you realize your dreams and goals and they become tangible, you dream when you wake up.
Wow. Well, that is so true because that is how things are created. Where the premium that we're offering people is a financial checkup. It's a pledge of $100. You can call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950 for the financial checkup plus the secret DVD, which also comes with this premium. And it's really a wonderful opportunity to help WBAI, but also to make a real difference for yourself as we are coming into that time of year when people make all kinds of promises to themselves and what they're going to be doing. People set goals and make lists of what they can do to make the new year better or to, as they're going forward in their lives, to really make a change. But very often people don't get past the list stage. So I know that your financial checkup really gives them a roadmap. What would you say about the way people are thinking? How important is it, in addition to having that plan, for people to pay attention to what they believe about themselves or what they believe about money?
I appreciate you asking that question. I personally believe that thoughts are things. Thoughts create everything. So what I mean is everything starts with a thought. Now, thoughts birth feelings or emotions. Feelings birth actions. and actions birth results. So if someone looks at their current situation or current circumstance and they want to change their current situation or current circumstance, which is the result of certain things, they have to first change their current action. Now, in order to change their current action, they have to change how they feel about their life. In order to change how they feel about their life, they have to guard their thoughts regarding their life.
Yes, very powerful. I totally agree with that. And very often, it's the attitudes that we hold that create roadblocks, even if we have the best of intentions and are making these plans for our future. If someone told us somewhere along the line that, you know, money is the root of all evil, and if you're an activist, you're not going to have a sense that you want money, or some people grow up learning that they don't deserve certain things, they're not good enough. And so there's a lot of attitudes that people can get caught up in that will change their dynamic, Tony.
And, you know, looking back at our history, Kathy, my father used to tell me that he lost his religion young because he had questions they couldn't answer. But he was taught that when he asked why black people have to live in such poverty, he was told, don't worry, you'll get your reward in heaven. You don't need it now. Just wait to the next life. And there are many of us who were taught that as children, or at least from his generation, who grew up with those things. We don't need to worry about money because that will all be taken care of in the wash. That's an attitude that pervades our community particularly. Mm-hmm. And so it strikes me what Loyon is saying, what you think about money. And we're not talking about the stuff that's in the front of your mind, folks. We're talking about those deeply held beliefs, how you feel about money. That's the important thing. And along with this book, The Secret, or this DVD, The Secret, it will begin to really lay out how important it is to understand how you feel and to direct your feelings. And from your earliest comments, Loyon, I was struck by the idea that you said most people don't even have a number of what would get them free. That's the starting point. You have to have an idea that you can be free from that rat race and a goal to work toward within the context of that number. And the second thing that you brought up is what we're talking about now. How do you think about money? How do you feel about money? It is so important, but you have to have something that you're working toward in order to improve your standards. And that's what we're going to look at today. Folks, we're talking about the financial checkup. My name is Tony Bates. This is Catherine Davis, of course. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM, Pacifica Radio for New York. Our guest is Loyon Mensa. He has brought something to the table that we can all use, especially those of you who have been active around this radio station and this community and activism in general. Those of us who have spent so much time saving the world, we forgot to save a little bit of money or forgot to save ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we're going to rectify that or attempt to at least start that process by looking at where we're focused in regard to money and offering you this financial checkup. What we're offering is a one-hour sit-down with an actual financial planner. Did you hear what I said? An actual one-hour sit-down looking at your finances, at your bills, how to structure it, where you begin, how you pay, and how you change from the downward spiral that has been stressing you year after year, wondering how you can get ahead. That can be rectified, folks, but you've got to put your energy into it, and you've got to have a roadmap. That's what this financial checkup provides. So here's the number so that you can get started calling now, 212-209-2950. Remember that we have a goal of $3,000 this hour, and each hour we have to raise that goal and reach it. We need to hear from you. A $100 pledge is going to include not only this one-hour financial checkup, but a copy of that film, The Secret. Because together, the two give you that momentum. You've got your roadmap, and now you understand The Secret will help you to understand how your thoughts really affect what's happening in your world. 212-209-2950, a $100 pledge on your MasterCard, American Express, Visa, Discover, whatever you have, call it, because this is an investment in WBAI and yourself.
Yes, that number is 212-209-2950. And there is tremendous value in this offer we're giving you today, a one-hour personal financial checkup. But it also will allow you to look at your life and begin to change it. Get out from under that burden, that worry. I mean, it's, I for myself, it had gotten to the point I didn't even want to go to the mailbox because I knew there was nothing there but bills.
I've heard that story before.
And you know, and the really sad thing about, for myself personally, most of the debt that I have incurred is not the original purchase. It's almost all interest and compounded interest and compounded interest. And so you start to dig a hole and don't know how to get out of it. So maybe, Loyan, you can give some insight for people. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, just, you know, the day before I got on a plane to come here, one of my best friends out at the L.A. station said that exact thing to me, Kathy. She said, I had paid my debts down, and I had all of these cards that were, I didn't have to pay interest for 6 months. Suddenly, they all came to bear at once, and I'm in debt all over again. Now I've got to start paying it back down. And it's because we take these offers from this credit card or that credit card, and it'll be interest-free for this many. But if we remember, that's the same thing that happened with the loan crisis. Mm-hmm. They offered people loans that they couldn't really afford, and when the interest went up, they stole their homes from them. And so we've got to be very aware and wary of those kinds of scams. Just had to bring that up because someone said the exact thing to me just the day before I headed this way. And a lot of folks are in that situation.
Yes. And so, Loyan, maybe you can give some insights on how we have, I would say most people who are, I don't know if I want to say middle class, because I'm not sure if there is a middle class anymore, but people who are working hard and not going anywhere, what are we doing and how are we thinking of this that's so different from maybe the Wall Street investors? How do they think and how do they use money?
Great question. To start from the debt side, which is what you guys dialogued about just a second ago, is to understand that, let's say we broke up America into, we split America into, we have 95% of the population and we have 5% of the population. 5% of the population is wealthy America and 95% is middle America. Now, although the 5% is the minority when it comes to the population, they're the majority when it comes to the amount of wealth. Wealthy America doesn't see loans as debt. Because they leverage other people's money to make money. They wouldn't use a credit card just to buy, let's say, a consumer good and then let that credit card, the debt revolve from month to month. They may purchase something on a credit card so they can get the points or the cash back, but then pay off that credit card at the end of the month. A lot of people within middle America, unfortunately, we get caught up when it comes to, let's say, a 0% interest offer from a credit card and don't factor in that at some point, we're going to have to pay this off. So what I would recommend for individuals, let's say, in middle America who currently have, let's say, 4, 5, 6 credit cards, and they're looking to pay it off, but year after year, they believe that, you know, they're attempting to pay it off, but they're not actually paying it off. What I recommend is a simple method called debt stacking, where, let's say, for instance, you took 4 or 5 of your credit cards and you ranked them from highest interest rate to lowest interest rate. You rank them from highest interest rate to lowest interest rate, and instead of just paying a certain amount per card, if you have 5 cards, for the 2nd to the 5th highest interest rate, you want to just pay the minimum and take all the cash that you would have put towards those other cards and attack the highest interest rate first. Get that one out the way, and once that one is out the way, then you go up to the second one. And that's ideally the fastest way to pay off your credit cards. Now, even with that, while you're doing that, you sort of want to lay off the credit cards. You want to go on a debt diet. You got to see, for that period while you're looking to pay it off, don't use the card. Now, don't cut it up either, because if you cut up and cancel the card, then your credit score is going to go down. So you keep the card open, but you pay it off that way. But then overall, as middle America, we have to understand that if we are going to use debt or leverage debt, we have to leverage it to invest in a real asset, not to buy liabilities. And unfortunately, most of middle America, they work to pay payments. So we have to shift that mindset and come to the agreement that we're not going to just work to pay payments And we're not going to buy liabilities. If we're going to leverage our debt and leverage our credit, let's use it for investments where we can actually grow as a people.
Well, I love that perspective, because here's the thing, Loyan. People don't think of credit cards as debt. And that in itself is a different mindset and a different perspective. People, they think they're just getting a card. But the way you just put it, we're using debt to leverage liability, to buy liability. And that in itself, it's double negative. It clearly cannot work. And that's the kind of thing that you will learn, folks, with a financial checkup. See, I wouldn't have thought of that. Kathy might not have thought of that. But now we have a professional on the phone. And he can put this into a perspective so that you can understand it, I can understand it, Catherine can understand it. And that's how we begin to change this, folks, because you have to put your focus and energy on it. We want to give you that opportunity to begin to change that in your own life. And for the pledge, the paltry amount of $100, we're going to give you the opportunity to sit down with Loyan or one of his associates and to have a financial checkup of your own. A 1 hour financial checkup. You can go over your bills, you can go over your debts, you can go over everything. Just bring it all in and they will lay it out for you. Put together a plan to begin to build your way out of that situation that you're in. And you have to start somewhere. And where do you start? By dialing 212-209-2950. Get this first piece in place. Take the time to sit down with a professional and let them help you out of the hole that you're in. 212-209-2950. Along with that financial checkup, we're sending you a copy of the DVD, The Secret. Put that in. Watch it over and over. Kathy, I have watched that movie over and over and over. Mm-hmm. It was my entree into the law of attraction, and it continues to inform me, and the things that I learned from that film continue to inform as I expand my knowledge about that law of attraction. But they've expanded the movie now. It's not the original version. There is an extended version. That comes with the pledge of just $100. Let's get 10 people on the line now calling and pledging at that $100 level so that we can get to our goal of $3,000 for this hour. We can only do it with you picking up the phone, using your MasterCard, your American Express, your Discover, your Visa at 212-209-2950.
That's right. The number is 212-209-2950. And when you call that number, make that pledge of $100 for the financial checkup. And the Secret DVD is also a very powerful DVD that's going to counsel you. It'll be something that you'll have in the days, weeks, and months following your financial checkup. And it's not really a movie or a documentary. It's more of a video seminar featuring a series of authors, philosophers, doctors, quantum physicists, entrepreneurs, spiritual practitioners, all giving you advice on the power of the secret or the power of manifestation.
And you know, there's an interesting portion of our community who says that's nonsense and don't believe in it. But you know who do believe in it, Kathy? If you read the biographies of any rich person, any billionaire, they all believe in the principles that are laid out in The Secret. And that is a fact. Read their biographies, read any of them. All of them put those things into practice. Some of them use it without knowing. But whether or not you believe in it, they do.
And they make it work for them.
And they make it. That's why they're billionaires. 212-209-2950.
212-209-2950. Well, because this is very true. At the turn of the century when manufacturing first started coming into play, and when a lot of these corporate guys who created all these companies, when GE was created, when Ford was created, there was a whole movement that understood this. And a lot of those people started those industries and started those companies based on these principles. Now, maybe their kids and their grandchildren inherited the wealth, but they certainly knew what they were talking about. And I know that, Loyan, you must have seen a lot of that when you were working with people who were financial capitalists and kind of had the money to play with. Were they using these principles as well?
Absolutely. You see, when it comes to the book, The Secret, and what it speaks about, or the DVD and just watching it and being able to consume it, it's simple concepts that a lot of individuals who are successful, as you guys mentioned, use day in and day out. You know, from the law of attraction, to understand that, you know, whatever is going on in your mind, that's what you're attracting, to understand that we are like magnets, right? If you think negative, you're going to attract negative. If you're saying, I don't want to be sick, I don't want to be sick, I don't want to be sick, guess what? You're going to become sick.
Because
your focus is on sick. And you attract what you are focusing on. If you're saying, I don't want to pass, I don't want to fail an exam, I don't want to fail an exam, all your mind is hearing is fail. So all your mind is going to give you is fail. So it goes into even the dynamic of neuro-linguistic programming, right, or NLP, you know, where in NLP, it breaks down three different areas, neurology, language, and programming. Now, as human beings, you know, our neurological system, it regulates how our bodies function. Language determines how we interface and communicate with other people, and our programming determines the kind of models of the world we create. So understanding that, you know, what we think and what we feel we attract is going down into understanding that the fundamental dynamics between our mind, the neuro side, and our language, linguistic, and how they interplay affects our body and behavior, the programming. So if we want to transform our outer world, we have to first transform our inner world. We have to become the thermostats of our lives. You see, too many of us are like thermometers. You see, thermometers, when you put a thermometer in your mouth, it takes on the temperature that's in your body. But a thermostat changes the thermostat of the temperature of the environment. So if you want to change our outer world, we have to first understand that we create that by affecting and changing and transforming our inner world.
And Loyan, I'd like to jump on a point you made a moment ago. You said how you feel, and I think that's one of the places that people miss this message when they're talking about something like The Secret. It isn't just what you're thinking. It's what you feel. When you feel that way into something, what you expect, that is what you see appearing in your life. And why earlier in this discussion we talked about those early programmings we have as children, which may have directed ways that we feel about finance or money that we're not aware of consciously. Sometimes these things are in our subconscious minds and we don't know we feel that way. The obvious example being Kathy's, the root of all money being the root of all evil. Many of us have internalized that and operate with that. But you don't have to any longer, folks, because we've got a special way to help you get out of this. We want you to support both WBAI's finances and your own. And that's by pledging your support to get a hold of this financial checkup along with a copy of the DVD, The Secret. Call us at 212-209-2950. We need every phone line lit up right now. We have a limited time with Loyan this afternoon. We want you to hear as much of his message as possible, but we must be about the business of supporting this station as well. As you know, we don't have commercials on this station. This is the only way we raise funding, and that is through your support. Come through as you have for the last 55 years and continue to support this one-of-a-kind radio station. It really is, folks. I say this from my heart. There's nothing like it in the marketplace. I've worked at three of these stations, and it is just a privilege to have one in your neighborhood, but it's only here if you support it. 212-209-2950.
212-209-2950. And we actually need 10 calls at this moment to get on pace, because it's sometimes people sit back and they're listening and they're benefiting from the conversation. So we really need to pause long enough for you to make those phone calls. And when you get those calls into us, that gives us an opportunity to go back to our conversation. So the quicker you're able to make that call, the more we can benefit from Loyan joining us today.
And the quicker your finances will get back on track.
There you go. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. A pledge of $100 when you call 212-209-2950. And just think for a moment about how much money is being spent over these holiday seasons, between gift giving and new clothes and buying food for dinners and all the money that we spent for our friends and our relatives. All of that very often ends up on a credit card. I know that was like that for me for many years. And so maybe it would be worth your while to say, you know what, I'm going to carve out for myself this 1 hour to transform my life And I think that I can spare, out of all the money that's being spent or not spent, that $100 pledge to WBAI, because this is an investment in myself. This is an investment in my future. This
and
is
the future
not
of your
just,
family.
This is not just, you know, a passing fancy, a gift that will be forgotten and broken in a couple of months. You're talking about allowing that investment of $100 to change your life. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. We do need your call right now. We want to benefit from our discussion with Loyan, but we can only do that with your support. 212-209-2950. We've gotten a couple of calls, but we need a few more.
We asked for 10. We need 8 more people to get on the line right now. Give us a call at 212-209-2950. Pledge at the $100 level to get your own financial checkup, along with a copy of the DVD, The Secret, a powerful combination, folks, if you want to change your financial health. You may need an attitude adjustment. I know I certainly do. I certainly did, and as it unfolds in front of me, I can see that so often it was my attitude that was holding me back. And I was contributing in ways destructively to things that I had no idea I was contributing that way. And so with this attitude adjustment, with someone focusing you or refocusing you in the area of money, and paired with this film, The Secret, which teaches the importance of how you think and feel about finance, about money, about relationships, all coming from within you. And as Loyan said, you transform that first, and the outer takes care of itself. 212-209-2950. We're 5 more people away. We want to get back to our interview. We need 5 more callers on the line now, pledging at the $100 level. Give us a call at 212-209-2950, and let us get back to talking to Loyan Mensah. You're the program director now. You get us back to content when you dial and make that phone call. 212-209-2950.
It's a pledge of $100 that we're asking you to make to WBAI. And this is a very generous gift because Loyan is donating his time and his colleagues are donating their time to spend that extra effort with you. And this is something that we are all struggling with, I would say, but I think it's time to look at it differently and not even call it a struggle.
It's something we're all adjusting.
Adjusting to. That's a much better word. Because, and the truth of it is, sometimes it just feels so overwhelming. When you have bunches of letters coming in the mail asking you to pay out some bill, or you're in collections for this or that, or maybe you have a lot of taxes that you have to deal with, maybe you want to figure out how to pay less taxes. Maybe you have a small business and you need help managing those finances. So there's so many potentials of what you can do. Maybe you have a dream that actually needs to be financed. So it's really important for us to become, have a financial quotient, like an IQ, that we can really have a sensibility and an understanding of what money is and what it that it's really a tool. It's not something that we just spend and feel bad about not having, but it's a tool that we could use to change our life and create a future for our children. So that number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. It's a pledge of $100. You'll receive a 1-hour personal financial checkup, and you'll receive professional help to analyze your financial situation, and you'll have recommendations on what you can do to increase your cash flow, reduce your debts, make your money work for you, decrease tax plan, and then there are the things that you can do for your children. You might want to get them a college fund. Might want to start that now. Doesn't matter what age they are, it'll give you a little bit of an edge. If they're young, you can really set up a situation where they can have the education of their dreams. So that's something that you can do today. Make this phone call, 212-209-2950. And many of you have adult children or young adult children that are moving out into the workforce, Imagine how much power you would have had you had this information when you were graduating from college or when you were graduating from high school, and you learned at that point that you could start to build for your future. How different would your life be? Well, maybe you can give this gift to your children so that they can have a different kind of life.
I didn't learn that, Kathy, but I did learn the date of the War of 1812, so that's serving me now.
212-209-2950 is your number to call. And we've gotten a couple of calls coming in, but not to reach our pace, at least on for this particular goal.
So let's do that. Let's get it going, folks. 212-209.
So we really need for you to call right now.
That's correct. 202-209-2950. We're going to get back to Loyon Mensa in just about a minute.
212-209-2950.
Give us a call right now. Pledge your support to WBAI, but pledge your support to yourself first. If you understand how rich folks work, they pay themselves first. It's one of the things they do. And investing in yourself this way is like paying yourself first. 212-209-2950. Pay yourself $100 and give that to WBAI because you're investing in changing your financial outlook, your financial position, your financial world. You might be investing in changing the future of your children and certainly your family. 212-209-2950. Can we get those final two folks on the phone right before we get back to our interview? My name is Tony Bates. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM, and joining me in studio,
Catherine Davis. That's right. And this is really a very powerful thing, and I'm really coming to truly understand how you can get your life under control, because part of the problem with money is that it's a fear-based thinking. Everything involving money has to do with, well, from my perspective anyway, fear of not having enough, not having enough food, not having enough to pay the rent, not having enough to just basically have a quality lifestyle. And then from that perspective, we add the credit cards and the debit cards because it gives you the illusion of having enough. And so we get a little caught up in that and start playing in the world. Oh, I can do this. I can do this. It feels great. I'm going to go spend some money. We get depressed. Let's go spend some money. And it becomes a vicious, vicious cycle. Well, now is your time to break that cycle. Let this be the resolution going forward that I am going to take control of my finances. I'm going to make the most of my energy, because that's what money is. It's really energy.
And we know that energy can be directed because we see the flow of electricity.
Mm-hmm. So please make that phone call, 212-209-2950. So we've been pitching a bit, Loyan. Maybe you could talk to our people about your feelings about WBAI and how important it is to support.
Absolutely. And you know, I speak to individuals all the time about, you know, what you guys do for your listeners and things of nature, and I think it's extremely special. One, if people knew how much it really costs from the standpoint of, you know, to really get some detailed financial coaching from someone who was on Wall Street and investment banking and things of that nature, it can be upwards of thousands of dollars. And it's ongoing because of the fact that obviously things change over time. So the fact that you guys are offering this to people basically complimentary, you know, only a donation of $100, which is $25 a week or $3.50 a day for a month, that speaks volumes to you know, what you guys want to do for your people and things of that nature. And it's huge. Because something as simple as you guys brought it up earlier, imagine someone started saving right after college or right after they finished school. You know, if someone, let's say they were 20 years old, they just finished college, started saving about $5 a day, or let's say $150 per month, by the time that they're 65 and at an interest rate of, let's say, 9%, they would have over $1 million to retire on.
Wow.
Wow.
You said $5 a day.
$5 a day. $5 a day.
So that is one cup of coffee a day.
Literally.
Wow.
So when you go and buy that cup of coffee, if you put that, paid yourself instead, starting right after college, by the time you're, what age did you say, Loyan?
By the time you're, the perceived retirement age, I guess now is 65. So
yes.
You'll be a cash millionaire.
Wow. A cash millionaire, not an assets millionaire, a cash millionaire.
Yes, very different.
Very different. Absolutely. 212-209-2950. My goodness. That's the financial checkup we're talking about, and that's what we're talking about, folks. Simple, practical solutions that you can understand and apply right now. Things that will make sense to you. We're not talking about going out and getting out, you know, some study, some college study on the information. We've got the professional here for you already. Loyon and his associates are going to take care of that part. But let's admit it. We need help and we need direction in this area of our lives. Let's bring in a professional and let them assist us and direct us in this regard. 212-209-2950. Make that phone call. Support this station and support yourself, folks. This is WBAI. This is how we do it. We try to bring you different strategies, different analogies, different analysis. We come from other angles, but we're doing this, as Loyon said, because I feel good about this. I am grateful that we can offer this to an audience who I'm one of, and who we have so often simply put this issue aside because it didn't matter to us. And that's not our entire community, but it's a big portion of our community. Mm-hmm. And so let's do this together, folks. Let's, you know, as I was telling a story before, Kathy, Dr. John DeMartino, who got out of college and just wanted to heal people and meditate and do yoga. And then he almost went broke and realized he indeed had to focus on his finances. And once he became a millionaire, does all the yoga and meditating he wants, anywhere in the world he wants. But first, he had to focus on his money. And he had a medical degree. He was a medical doctor. Still, his practice almost failed because his focus was just on his doing what he loved and hanging out with his friends, hanging out in his office in their Birkenstocks. You have to, folks, understand that when you put your energy into anything, you can change the direction of it. Let's do it together. 212-209-2950. We only have a few more minutes with Loyon Mensa, so we want to get him back on the line here. But you know what I'm curious about? I just want you to give us one other practical strategy. The $5 a day makes perfect sense to me, Loyon. Anybody can understand that. Give us another practical strategy that you might give to a person coming to you who's overwhelmed with debt.
When it comes to debt, right? Debt could either paralyze you, or understanding how to pay off your debt the right way can empower you.
Mm.
Right? So from the standpoint of debt, we can say, let's say somebody had $1,000 a month of debt, right? And let's say even student loans. Let's start there, because one of the biggest killers of people's dreams is, for whatever reason, student loans. And obviously, that's a big issue in middle America. There's so many resources that the government has in place to help people who have student loans, literally student loans, get them forgiven or get them minimized depending on the type of work you do, in addition to depending on how much income you make per year, gross.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. You have strategies to get people student loans paid off? That's a part of this?
Absolutely. Every aspect of money, of finances, we touch. And when it comes to debt, outside of mortgages, the largest debt that most people have is student loan debt.
Wait, I think I'm going to send all of my friends to you. Good Lord, who knew that was going on?
It's important. It's affecting our communities. It's keeping people from being able to, you know, transform their lives financially. So we absolutely focus on it. There's obviously two parts to student loan debt. You have the public sector and you have the private sector. So the strategies to obviously minimize your debt for both are different. But we go through detailed strategies to help people from that standpoint, and just understanding the avenues to be able to leverage, even from a government standpoint, to be able to leverage those resources. So from student loan debt to understanding how to, if you want to pay off your mortgage quicker, how to pay off your mortgage quicker. If you want to be able to adjust your credit card debts by simply, you know, reaching out to your credit card companies and saying certain things to be able to help them minimize even your interest rate.
Then.
Because ultimately, when you have debtors, and I'm even speaking to people who may have, you know, low credit scores, who may have shied away from paying their debt, how to bring back up your credit score, right, to be able to utilize that, because your credit becomes power if you're looking to purchase a home, purchase a car. So your credit does become power, so how to empower you to fix your credit score if you need to. And then, Tony, you brought something up that's highly important as well. You brought up the dynamic of people within certain industries. Let's say, for instance, the medical industry, where you know, they went to school, then medical school, and they've been so focused on healing people and helping people from a medical standpoint that they never had time to heal their finances. So that they make decent income or great income, but they don't know how to manage it because, one, they don't have the time to do it, and, two, no one ever taught them how to do it. So we have various programs in place for certain industries as well that specifically target their issues.
So wait, let me get that straight again. So you go industry by industry in some cases. You have strategies for people in the context of the specific industry they work within.
Absolutely. 100%.
Go right ahead, Loyan. That sounds really fantastic. Here's one other thing that I want to get to, though. I want to ask you this question. Can you tell us one of your success stories? Somebody who made between $30,000 and $80,000, let's say, that was in debt, and you helped them to pull themselves out. Can you give us a success story and how their lives turned around?
Absolutely. The funny thing, I was going to say that one is easy. I give you a couple of those. But from the standpoint of, you know, single mom, you know, two kids, you know, working. I would only say 2.5 jobs because she sometimes did, you know, some per diem work on a weekend. And, you know, her main focus was to remove herself from renting and be able to own property, to own something where she can leave a legacy for her children. So coming in and sitting down, and when we sat down and went through her finances, she was quite overwhelmed. You know, she cried in my office. She shared with me that she didn't know, you know, what to do, and she just wanted help. She said at the end of all this, if you're not able to help me, it's okay, because I've been doing this for so long, and I may just have to do this forever. And I shared with her the reason why I always start off by asking people their dreams and goals, their desires, where they want to be in the future, is because whatever that target is, that's what we're going to focus on. Uh-huh. And I always ask my clients, are you going to give me your commitment? Do you commit to your dreams and goals? And when I say commit, don't commit to me. Don't commit to my firm. Commit to your dreams, commit to your wives. And those two beautiful children of yours are your wives. Why you want to work hard to make sure you accomplish that goal, that's what we're going to focus on. So she had, I'm going to say, a lot of credit card debt. And we put together a strategy where I said in 2 years, either half or 75% of your debt will be done. In addition, we're going to create a fund where you're going to be positioned to be able to purchase your first home. And I looked at her, I said, how does that sound to you? She said, it's unbelievable, but whatever I need to do to make it happen, that's what we're going to do. And I share with her, those words are exactly why she's going to accomplish it. So in March of this year, she walked into her first brand new home with her children. Her debt is almost paid off, but more importantly, she's free of the bondage of the credit card debt she once had, and she's free of the bondage of just giving somebody, a landlord, rent, where now she can actually pay her mortgage, which will build equity, so her children will always have a legacy to live off of when she's no longer here.
Wow. And so she's transformed her financial situation so that instead of paying rent and paying for a liability, she's paying a mortgage and investing in her and her children's future. That is just brilliant and beautiful. Loyan, I want to thank you so much for being with Catherine and I on the air today. This has been enlightening and wonderful. I really appreciate your passion for getting this out to the larger community and that we have a voice to help you do that. Thank you for being with us today so much.
I agree.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Did you want to say?
I wanted to share, and Tony, I appreciate you bringing this up earlier about feeling, right? A lot of people want to feel satisfied with their life. I'm big on words and what they mean, and if you understand what satisfaction really means, mm-hmm. In the word satisfaction, if you look at it, the last 6 letters form the word action. The first 6 letters is satis with the S, right?
Correct.
Now, satis means enough. Satis means enough.
Okay.
So in order to have satisfaction in your life, you have to have enough action,
you
enough
go ahead,
movement.
Man. Go on, Lawyer. You stop it right now. I love that. Thank you so much for that little tidbit, man. I'm going to be saying that for the rest of my life. I appreciate that. Well, Lawyer, once again, thanks for being with us. We're going to hopefully send a bunch of folks over there to see you and your associates to get their financial situations restructured. Thank you for bringing us the financial checkup. All right, folks, here we go.
Bye-bye for now.
My pleasure.
212-209-2950. This is WBAI. My name's Tony Bates. Catherine Davis is sitting right across from me. We want you now to take the opportunity to do this for yourself, to pay yourself first. And that's calling us at 212-209-2950. What Loyon is talking about here is changing your attitudes, restructuring the way you look at money, but also having a plan, having a goal in place, a plan in place, and then feeling the proper way about it. And that's why, along with your financial checkup, we've included the DVD, The Secret. It's all about feeling and how that affects your life. 212-209-2950.
That's right. 212-209-2950. So this is really a very well-rounded offer that we're giving you today. It's the personal, the one-on-one. You're going to be able to sit down with someone and really take a look at the state of your life and begin to put that plan of action into place. This is such a powerful way to say, okay, this is my last year of poverty. This is my last year of struggle.
Or this is my first year of, instead of thinking on the poverty.
Right. This is my first year of getting it under control. And this is my first year of really setting into place a chain of actions that's going to transform the outcome of my experience of my life. And we all know that we just want to have a good life. We want to be able to enjoy our families. We want to be able to work at something that's beautiful and passionate. But we get stuck in these really horrible jobs sometimes because we're so desperate by this hamster wheel cycle of trying to make ends meet. Well, it's time that we can not only make ends meet, but we can grow and overlap and become something more. 212-209-2950. You get the financial checkup for your pledge of $100. It's a one-hour personal financial checkup. And as Loyan said, it's worth thousands of dollars. And we're going to have it for your $100 pledge to WBAI. And someone will be there to help you analyze your financial situation. You'll be able to see how to increase your cash flow, reduce your debts, and make your money work for you, like the woman he told us about who finally, I guess she was spending the same money, but because she understood what to do with it, the debt went down and she was able to put the down payment on the house. So that's really huge.
And it was these very strategies that we're offering you now that changed her life, folks. They could have this effect for you if you will decide that you are going to focus on wealth, if you will decide that you're going to change your financial situation, and if you will decide, and if you, Loyon mentioned it, she started out with an idea, a goal. She wanted to own her home. And again, everybody doesn't want to be a millionaire. Everybody doesn't want to be a billionaire. Some people just want to stop paying rent and own their own space. Some people just want to pay off their credit card debt. Some people just want to pay off their loan debt. And let's just be honest about it. Since we're talking about this, folks, the system is set up to keep us enslaved in one way or the other. And at this point, that slavery is primarily in the form of debt. You go to college and you become a slave to debt. You become a debt slave, and people pay this off for years. You know, Kathy, I have a friend who was lucky enough to get out of college a few years ago, get a good job, and move to another job, and they left their 401k. Did the whole thing the system said. They realized that the 401k was just sitting there, and they were going to use it to pay off their college loans. So they took the money out of the 401k, for which they were penalized, and paid off the college loans, for which they were penalized for paying them early.
Whoa.
Let me repeat it, folks. The system is set up to keep you in debt. This woman paid her debt off early, her college loans, and was penalized for that. Now, if you don't think this system is set up against you, you're just tripping. 212-209-2950. Get out from under it. Understand the whole thing has been set up to keep you making payments to a larger system. And as we discussed earlier in this hour, the wealthy don't use money that way. They don't think about it that way. And Loyon and his colleagues will help you to begin to look at money the way those people who are successful with it do. 212-209-2950. We need 5 more callers. No. We need 8 more callers. 8 more people before the end of this hour to get to our goal of $3,000. Let's make that happen right now. You be the next caller. You be the next person to step up and support yourself while you support WBAI.
212-209-2950. And this is the first action. It's the decision to say, yes, I am going to take this opportunity. I am going to be in living in a transformed life very soon. I am going to get this under control. And I thought it was really very interesting the way Loyon was saying it. Well, if you come out of college and you're saving $5 a day, by the time you retire, you could be a millionaire.
We're not talking rocket science.
But the other truth of that is that we're living much longer nowadays. So if you're not in college, if you're at the mid-pace in your life, and maybe you have small children or young children, or maybe your children are grown, but you can still begin to create a better life for yourself by really looking at what you're doing with your money and putting it to work for you. So please do make that phone call, 212-209-2950.
And then, Kathy, you can afford to take a car to the protest instead of taking the train.
Taking a car home would be better. 212-209-2950. But there's also that truth that, it would be so wonderful to be able to support different causes in the world to have that luxury.
That's the point.
To be able to say, you know what, I want to support a school in Ghana. Maybe I want to support an orphanage in the Philippines. Maybe I want to support. But we don't do that very often because we can barely support our own life.
Because we haven't paid attention to our own finances with the detail that Loyon is discussing and with professionals to guide us. Folks, we've got just 2 minutes left in this hour. We're going to have to get to the next hour. Right now, we're trying to get to our goal. We need these phones lit up now. Give us a call. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to support the greatest radio station in New York City. That's WBAI. Give us a call. This is going to go on, folks. This isn't a premium that you're going to put on the shelf. You're not going to look at this once. This is something that can potentially affect the way you live and the way your family lives into the future. Do it for yourself. Do it for future generations. But change those attitudes about money, and Loyon will help you do it. The first step, as Kathy said, is dialing 212-209-2950. 30 seconds left. Make that phone call. American Express, MasterCard, Visa, Discover. Give us a call, though, and support yourself.
212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. This is your opportunity to call. We're down to the last minute of this break, and we're going to go on with more programming, but now is your chance. You've been listening to this, and take a stand. Stand up within yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to take this step. I'm going to take responsibility, and you can do that by calling 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Don't miss this opportunity. Be one who is going to support WBAI so that we can certainly continue to do the work that we do here. It's very important work that's being done by all the producers here at WBAI, and you can be a part of that with your pledge at 212-209-2950. Remember, you can play with your cards, be they credit or debit cards. Maybe you want to use a debit instead of credit. They work fine. You can ask for an invoice and then pay by check or money order. You can also ask for installments, but by all means, make the phone call. This is the time. This is the empowerment hour. This is the empowerment moment for you to say, yes, I can do this. Yes, I can get this under control. I am leaving this burden behind. I am moving forward with my life. And the first step is to make that phone call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Keep those calls coming in.
Do so, 212-209-2950. And really, Kathy, it's saying yes to yourself.
Say yes to yourself, 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And we want to get to a point here where we can say, yes, we're on pace for that goal. we need your support at this time, because we're still reaching for that goal of $3,000 for an hour, and you can make the difference with your phone call. And understand that this is a phone call that is going to make a difference in your life. This is not just another thing to watch or to read. We love books, we love DVDs, and we enjoy that we can share that with you. But this is an opportunity for you to really go deeply within yourself and make a change that's going to be reflected in your outer world. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
Hi, this is David Amram. You're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 on your FM dial, and keep on listening.
You're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. And welcome back, folks. My name is Tony Bates, and I'm joined in studio by
Catherine Davis. And you're listening to a wonderful program. It's such a special opportunity. We just heard from Loyan Mensa, who is donating these financial checkups to WBAI so that you can have an opportunity to change your life, to transform your life as you support this radio station. And it is a $100 pledge of support. You'll receive a 1 hour financial consultation, which will review your debts, will review your expenditures, and will help you to reorganize that so that you can begin to build your own future. You can build a college education for your children. You can help your growing and adult children to start their lives on the right footing. It's a very powerful opportunity for your pledge of $100 when you call 212-209-2950.
You know, Kathy, a couple of weeks ago, I watched the film Straight Out of Compton, and one of the things that I took away from that was they featured it. Dr. Dre's mother would say to him all of the time, do whatever you want to do as long as you own the company. Do what you want to do as long as you own the company. And he went through some struggles, but that was her refrain to him. Constantly, he ended up owning the company. All of our parents didn't have the wisdom to give us those tidbits. Some of our parents taught us that money was evil. Some of our parents taught us different negative things about money. Those things have to be reworked, and that's what this is an opportunity to do as well, folks. 212-209-2950. We're going to listen to some more from Loyan Mensa. And I just want to again, acknowledge his passion. You know, I was on the air with Richard Wolff once, Kathy, and I was like, what made you go into to economics? Why would you want to talk about that? He said, well, it's since I was a child. I wanted people to understand it. I wanted to put it into words that people could understand. And if you listen to his program, you will see he's accomplished exactly that. The same is true with Loyan Mensa. This is his passion. He grew up in this city as a poor person, and he wants his friends and the city of New York to have the opportunities and the benefit of his experience on Wall Street and with years of financial consultation to be available to the WBAI audience. And I can't think of anything that's more giving than that at the moment. 212-209-2950. Get yourself a 1 hour financial consultation with a professional, not with me and Kathy, with a professional.
Exactly.
Who can direct you and your finances.
And what's really powerful about this is we just went through a whole season of protesting about Black Lives Matter, boycotting Black Friday and spending money on holidays. And, you know, this is important for us to have this consciousness of how powerful money is and how it can play a role in our lives and in our relationship in the outer world. And as we build more financially stable communities, that also translates into more power on the political landscape. So I think that we really have to begin to look at ourselves, our families, our communities, and the potential of taking this financial energy and steering it in such a way that's going to make a difference in how we live, the quality of our life, how our children are educated, and how the body politic responds to people of color as well as people of the middle class, because that's where the power is. It's what's happening with that money.
And Kathy, when you establish yourself financially in a way that it affords you the luxury of going to any protest you want or working with any organization or donating to that organization, you understand that having your finances in order is also a political act. If you are a political activist, you can direct that money or redirect that money towards your passions and the things that you really care about, including WBAI.
I was just going to say, we're asking you to also support that passion for this radio station to ensure that we will be here as we go through the future. Just like you're interested in educating young people in your world, it may be your children, it may be your nieces and nephews, maybe your grandchildren, you want them to have a better life, and we want WBAI to be there for them as they grow and as they interact with the political and the discourse of the world. We need your support in order to do that. Call 212-209-2950, a $100 pledge of support, and you'll receive this one-hour financial checkup that will really help you to build that roadmap for the future. We're also giving you as the bonus the DVD, The Secret, which helps you to align yourself energetically in terms of your thinking, in terms of your understanding with abundance and the law of attraction. So it's a very powerful two-part premium for your pledge of $100. When you call 212-209-2950. We're going to, I guess, go back to the earlier clip and an earlier conversation with Loyan Mensah, just to really bring it home that, yes, at any stage of life, you can make a difference based on the choices that you make. That number is 212-209-2950. Let that be your first choice. Make that $100 pledge. Well, since we are looking at people from the perspective of their financial health and their financial intelligence, when a person comes in to see you, I would like to just give, you know, maybe three scenarios. Let's say someone comes in, they're fairly young, a few years out of college, probably not working in the job that they would most desire, but are making money, and maybe they don't have the house that they desire. Perhaps they have to have a roommate right now, but they're looking to make sure that they can have the future that they want, and when they're ready, they can settle down and be able to have a family if that's what they want, or have a business. What should this younger person who's newly into the workforce be thinking about, and how can they distribute perhaps their low-wage job income to the best of their advantage?
You know, I really enjoy sitting down with individuals that they're just starting to experience the workforce, because of the fact that a lot of people at that age stop dreaming. You know, when they were younger, about 4 or 5, you know, you would ask them, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? And, you know, some would say Spider-Man, Superman, an astronaut, mm-hmm. doctor, a lawyer. And then you ask someone who's about 24, 25 what they want to do, and, you know, they're just getting by, right? Because life defeated them, or at least that's what they believe. And so someone at that age, the first thing I would do is help them reestablish their dreams. Because it has to be, in order for you to be successful, in order for you to set things up for the future, you have to be as specific as possible. So I usually go through a technique with most of my clients when it comes to helping them reestablish their dreams and goals. So I'll ask them, you know, certain questions in terms of visualization techniques of if money wasn't an issue. Forget your current circumstance. Forget your current situation. If money was not an issue, if you had all the money you wanted plus all the money you needed, how would your life look? From where would you live to where would you travel to what would you do for work, or if you would have a business, to what you give to charity. I want them to visualize exactly how that ideal life would look. Now we have that ideal life. Now we create the money blueprint to quantify how much that would cost. Then we reverse engineer to the current day and say, okay, these are the steps that need to happen in order to have that life. Now, for some individuals, because now they see the number, they may say, hey, great, let's get to it. For other individuals, they may say, hey, we can take away, you know, 1 or 2 vacations, or we can make the house a little bit smaller. But at the end of the day, once you're specific with your dreams and goals, it gets it closer to reality. Because we don't have to go to sleep to dream. We can create a situation where we wake up to our dreams. Mm-hmm. So for any individual that age, I would start with that. And then once we have the specifics of exactly what they want for their future through that visualization technique. Then we can go through, okay, your budget. How much do you have positive at the end of the month? Because sometimes people have more month than money.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with that situation.
So from that standpoint, once we realize how much they have remaining, then we go to, okay, where do you typically spend most of your money? And for a lot of individuals, it's either, you know, eating out, you know, nights out in the town, vacations, areas where if they just minimize a bit, they'll be able to save a lot more. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of individuals, to use Starbucks as an example, a lot of individuals, it's tough for them to save $200 a month. It's for some individual around that age, it's tough for them to save $200 a month. But those same individuals will buy one or two cups of Starbucks every day.
Mm.
Now, I'm talking about the Starbucks that, you know, you call it $5 because it's, you know, each drink is, you know, on average about $5. So if you buy two of those, that's $10 a day. You do that over 5 days, that's $50.
Wow.
You do that over a month's time, it's $200.
There you go.
Just for coffee. Forget about everything else that you would spend your money on. So it's not about releasing yourself from the lifestyle that you desire. It's about creating a path to get you to the lifestyle that you truly yearn. So it's about helping them see it first before we actually start implementing strategies, because they have to see it. And it's when I say sight or see, I'm not talking about sight, I'm talking about vision, all right? Because vision is not seeing with your eyes. Vision is being able to feel it with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key. And that's why even leaving the particular investment bank that I was a part of, and because I visualized having my own office on Wall Street. Other individuals, when I shared with them when I was at that investment bank that I wanted and will have my own office on Wall Street, I saw that they didn't believe it. Why? Because from their sight, they just saw one individual who had a dream. But I already visualized exactly how my office would look, where would it be, and the type of impact I would have. And then we were blessed to be able to open up that office. So the same technique I use to be able to open up the offices that I have now, we have multiple. I use the same technique when I'm sitting down with any client.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Now I'm going to give you another scenario. This is a person, maybe a couple. They're in their, somewhere in their 40s, 30s, have kids, have debts, and are feeling so overwhelmed, they can't find a way out, and they still want to reach that goal of success or reach that point where they can be relaxed in their life, but can't figure out how to get there. How would you help someone who's has responsibilities and overwhelmed with financial responsibilities?
Great question. When it comes to being overwhelmed, right? We always start with, okay, what is overwhelming you, right? Because sometimes it's not the money. It may be you may not like what you do. You may not love what you do. You may not be fulfilled in what you're doing. So I speak to individuals about their job or their business or whatever it is they're doing. They may be frustrated because they can't spend enough time with their children. So getting to the core of that matter and seeing how we can diagnose or be able to create a space or avenue to fix that, that's where it would start. And then getting into, okay, you have children. If the children are school aged, okay, what's the focus? Is it helping save for them to go to college? Are you looking to contribute part of the money, all the money? Finding out those items, because for a lot of individuals, especially with a family where they have children, they're thinking about college. And they already know that if college costs $40,000, $50,000 a year now, imagine how much it would be when a child is actually ready to go to college. So that's a stressor in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I share with individuals is something only stresses you if you allow it to, right? You can react to something or you can respond to it, right? And too many individuals, especially in a situation where, you know, it's a couple with children, they react to situations and that causes stress. But all you have to do is respond in the way that you best see fit, which is to say, okay, we control our current situation, regardless of where it is, we're in control. Now, how do we fix it? So if they're in debt, debt is not the end of the world, right? For some people, debt is great. Wealthy people leverage money. They use other people's money to make money and then repay the money that they took in the first place. So it was debt, but they made money off of it. So if it's student loan debt, there's different programs instituted by the government to help you with student loan debt. If it's credit card debt, there's various ways to get out of credit card debt, right? There's something called debt stacking where you can, if you have multiple cards, there's a faster way to pay off your credit cards. So we go through those techniques. Now, I've learned that God forbid you focus solely on paying off all your debt. but you don't focus on building a nest egg or building a savings or building a foundation, that could be detrimental as well. Because believe you me, if you don't save anything, you pay everything to debt and you try to pay off all your debt, God forbid something happened when you lost your job. You couldn't go back to that credit card company or you couldn't go back to that loan company and say, hey, can I borrow some money to pay my... They're not going to give you money back. So you have to understand and be at peace to know that if you have debt, eventually it's going to be paid off. But you don't want to take away from your satisfaction or your lifestyle to be able to just stress over debt. So there's a balance of being able to enjoy life, but still be able to manage your finances. And for every situation, you have to get to the heart of the matter, as I shared earlier. So let's say, for instance, a husband and wife. Okay, does a husband like his job, love his job? How much does he get paid? Does the wife love her job, like her job? How much does she get paid? And then depending on the situation, sometimes for some families, I've noticed that they wish that one of the parents stayed home. And in other situations, the stay-at-home parent wants to go back to the workforce. So you have to really ask the right questions to be able to really facilitate what's the best approach to helping that particular family.
And the third scenario I wanted to talk about is someone who is worked their whole life, they're close to retirement age, if not in retirement age. They don't really have the resources to live the way they want to live. Very little is coming from Social Security these days. What can a person do? They're still young and vital enough to work or to create a plan, though it might be late in life. By some people's perspectives, how would you advise someone who feels like it may be too late?
That's a great question as well. Now, for individuals like that, and especially you spoke about, Social Security, unfortunately, that fund at some point will be exhausted. Mm-hmm. So from the standpoint of someone at a particular age, and these are individuals that would be deemed the baby boomers, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of the wealth in America has been obtained on their backs. Right. And a lot of people don't realize it, but the greatest shift probably ever in American wealth has started. Right. Because the first baby boomer turned 65 a couple of years ago. And, about every 7 seconds, someone within the baby boom generation is turning 65. Now, someone who's in the vicinity of, being born between 1946 and 1964, they obviously want to have the dignity to still work and do something that they want to do. They may not want to work at a fast food chain cleaning the floors. And I don't know if you noticed, but in a lot of fast food chains, individuals that are 60 or above, those are the ones who are getting those jobs. Mm-hmm. I would sit down with that individual and go through the dreaming technique, helping them dream again. Although you're 55, 50, 60, 65, you can still dream. As long as you're alive, you have opportunity and chance. So I would find out what they want to do. And I've learned that a lot of people, somewhere inside of them, just want to help. Just want to help people, want to feel like they're appreciated. Mm-hmm. So a lot of individuals, and I've already started working with individuals within that demographic, they're in a prime position to help their own. In terms of helping individuals who are in the baby boomer category, help them retire with dignity. So there's actually different methods and different ways where you can position them to, one, find out what they want to do, but especially if they want to help out their own or that demographic. From a financial standpoint, it can be financially lucrative for them to even get into this industry, mm-hmm. because of the fact that a baby boomer sitting down with another baby boomer, they'll feel more comfortable because of the fact that the other person understands them. Mm-hmm. So I've even, helped situate them where they've gotten credentialed in this industry and have flourished because of the fact that they can empathize with each other. So now they live a lifestyle with dignity because of the fact that you're not sweeping anyone's floor. You're not mopping anyone's floor. One, because obviously from a health standpoint, it doesn't make sense. Obviously, you've already worked hard your entire life. Now, let's leverage your mind. Let's leverage how you care about other people as opposed to give you a labor-intensive job.
That makes a lot of sense. So that really does bring us to the point of reconsidering our lives based on our best potentials, and you're helping people to, as you say, leverage those best potentials into what they're doing in the world and what their decisions and what their choices may be.
Yes.
So that gives us a good understanding of where you start with people. And you're listening to WBAI Radio in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis with working with Tony Bates, and we are inviting you to become a member of WBAI and make a contribution of support to this great radio station. We are a Pacifica station, listener-supported, non-commercial. We don't invite those kind of companies that are out there to exploit you, either as pharmaceutical companies or petrochemical companies, or trying to sell you many, many, many ways in which you could engage your life. We're asking you to take up the responsibility of engaging your life. We're asking you to invest in yourself. It's only a $100 pledge of support when you call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We've gotten a number of calls, but we need to double these calls in the next 15 minutes so that we can keep up with the pace of our goal. We're looking to raise $3,000 every hour. And in order to do that, we are reaching out to you because we understand that you are listening to this radio station. You maybe are new to the station, but many have been listening for years and months and decades even. And WBAI Pacifica Radio has been here to serve New York City, to serve the various communities within New York City, to make a challenge to the status quo, to challenge the medical industry, to challenge the companies that would destroy our environment, to really educate on what action needs to be done to transform our world. So it's important to know what's happening around the corner. It's important to know what's happening on the other side of the globe, whether you listen to arts programs or news programs, maybe Wake Up Call, rather the morning show, or one of these other programs such as Democracy Now!, the talk back flow of series of programs in the morning. We have health and consciousness from noon till 2. So there are so many beautiful programmings here. But we need for you to show your support for WBAI. And this is a particularly powerful premium because you are able to transform your own approach, to wealth and wellness, because financial health impacts everything. It impacts everything from being able to buy the quality food for yourself and your family, quality, be able to move about the world, to be able to travel, and to be able to really look at and invest and make a difference by contributing to those causes that are meaningful to you. The number is 212-209-2950. This 1 hour financial checkup will allow you to you'll be able to get help to analyze your financial situation, recommend steps to increase your cash flow, reduce your debts, make your money work for you rather than you working for the money and not knowing where it's going. You can decrease your tax burden, create college funds, a legacy, plan for your retirement. This is a way of taking control and taking the power back in your life. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. In addition to this financial checkup, you also receive a copy of the DVD, The Secret, a very powerful DVD that will help you to work from inside, to transform your ideas, to transform old attitudes that are limiting you, that are preventing you from finding the real path to the future that we want. I know, men, I've been around knocking around the world for a while now, and it's taken me, I haven't realized till later in life how powerful our ideas and our thoughts and our emotions are to our outcomes. So this pairs the basic knowledge of finance, the advice to transform your finance, with a transformative DVD that's more of a seminar on how to change your attitude so that you can be in alignment with the law of attraction. It's a $100 pledge when you call 212-209-2950.
And indeed, that money goes to support WBAI, your local Pacifica station, folks. understand that we do this not because we want to, not because we want to be on the air asking you for money, but because we understand the necessity of keeping the corporate dogs at bay. We understand that without your support, we are beholden to some interests that we absolutely do not agree with. But you, our audience, we find more than common ground with. And so we ask you to support those ideas that you believe in on this station. And this is one of them because it's an investment in you as well as us. And to get it, a one-hour financial checkup, sitting down with a professional, going over your finances, understanding what you've been doing wrong, how to fix that, how to take simple, practical steps. In the first hour, we talked to Loyan about if a person had simply saved $5 a day, and mind you, like the cup of coffee we just heard a moment ago, a cup of coffee a day, stopping that, putting it into an account for yourself, that person by the age of 65, if they started right out of college, would be a paper millionaire now. That's the opportunity, folks. Simple, easy things, not rocket science, things that you can put into action in your life and integrate now. Do that. Make that call of support. Let's get 10 people on. We're going to go back and listen to Loyan talking about the secret itself, because that in itself is a powerful component of this package. But we need you first to get on those phones and make those calls of support to make WBAI thrive in the way that we're encouraging you to thrive. 212-209-2950.
That's right. And remember, we're asking you to take this step now to really make the commitment to yourself. If you have had some of these issues, and so many of us have, if you are burdened by finances, if you have dreams that you've neglected because you don't have the resources to make those dreams come to a reality, then this is the premium that will forward. 212-209-2950. Just a pledge of $100 and you'll receive the 1 hour personal financial checkup. It's really a consultation. It's a review of where you are in this moment in time, and you actually sit there and you create a plan for the future, an action plan, and then you just follow the steps, and before you know it, your life will be under control, your resources will have grown, and you're going to begin to do the things and live your life as you choose, not based on some guy, the man that you're working with, not based on a job that you are miserable in.
And not based on your debt.
Exactly, which is huge. 212-209-2950 is your number to call.
And you talk about a plan, Kathy. Where does anyone go without a plan? In circles. It's the kind of things that we teach our children. You must have direction. Write it down. Your goals. Work on it. It's the same basic principle. But we haven't done that, all of us, with our finances. And that is key. That is key to changing your financial situation. 212-209-2950. Give us a call, folks. Make that pledge of support. We're going to get back to a clip in just a minute. But before we do, we need every phone line here to light up. Give us that call. Pledge that support. $100 gets you a 1 hour financial checkup with a professional finance consultant. Think about that. And a copy of the extended version of The Secret. 212-209-2950,
212-209-2950. And remember, you can honor that pledge with your cards, debit or credit card. All of them will be accepted by the call center. You can ask for an invoice and send a check or money order. You can honor your pledge in installments. But really, it's only a $100 pledge. And this is a way of really carving out for yourself that self-care, that self-nurturing, that investment in the future, not just for yourself, but for your loved ones. It allows you to be empowered within your life, to be able to make change in ways that you want to make change and get out from underneath the yoke of this debt and of the bosses and of this, you know, just trying to make ends meet. That is no way to live. A human being is a sacred being, and we are deserved to be on this planet to thrive and to prosper.
Rather than be debt slaves.
And it's in time for you to say, I am ready to prosper. I am ready to do for myself what I need to do to change my life. Because it's the steps that we take that's going to make a difference. And procrastination, we've all done it enough. Here is your opportunity to take that step. 212-209-2950. Do you want to go to a little bit of the the interview, and we're talking with Loyan about the DVD, The Secret, and the power it had in his own life. So we're going to go to that, and then we'll be right back. To WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis, sitting down with Loyan Mensa, and we have been talking about financial intelligence and really how to have a healthy life with regard to your resources. And I want to welcome you back, Loyan. Thank you for having this conversation with me.
Thank you for having me here.
And one of the things that I've noticed that is really very, very useful and very cool is that you work with people on a fundamental level of how they can transform their inner feelings and their inner thoughts about who they are, what they're capable of, and how to have a relationship, a healthy relationship with finances and abundance.
Yes.
And you use different kinds of tools to help people. And one of the tools that you use, we're going to talk about today, and it's actually something that's been around for a while. It's mm-hmm. a DVD called, and a book, I believe,
yes.
called The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was very popular, but I'm not sure that people really integrated how to use this information. And that's what I'm hoping that you can help us with today, to really go into what's being taught and how to use it. So how would you start off with someone teaching them how to use this as a transformative tool?
You know, I've learned that the best way to teach something is by being an example. And for certain items, even when it comes down to words, some people say, you know, I can't, or I'm going to try. Those are self-defeating words. So I'm big on being mindful of even what I share or what I say, from a body language, from a tonality, from a even the words that come out my mouth. Everything is important. So when it comes to the book or the DVD or the movement, The Secret Movement, the reason why it's important for me is because it has literally transformed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Before I knew what The Secret was, I was living a life where I used the Secret's principles, which is the law of attraction. And I just didn't know I was doing it. You know, I leveraged other books and, you know, just a combination of different things that I've read and different people I've surrounded myself with. I was able to leverage the law of attraction. Now, after reading the book and watching the DVD, I was able to really turn it from a huge light or a bright light to a focused laser and be able to really focus on exactly what the principles say. You know, from a dynamic of, you know, we all work from a level of infinite power. Right. We are one with the universe if we choose to be. Everything is a choice. We have to decide to be successful. We have to decide to be satisfied. We have to decide to be happy. And even in the word decide, when you break it down, C-I-D-E, side, is usually in words that deal with death.
Mm.
Right. Suicide, homicide, pesticide. Right. It's in words that deal with death. So in the word decide, it means to kill off the alternative. So if you decide to be happy, you have to kill off the alternative of being sad. If you decide to be wealthy, you have to kill off the alternative of being poor. Now, wealth is not just in money. It's in your mindset, is in your spirituality, is in your physicality. Wealth is just living a life of abundance. So from the standpoint of The Secret or law of attraction, it starts by saying, okay, understanding, coming back to the power of thoughts are things. So if I believe that I deserve something, it will come to me. But it's not saying that, okay, you believe that you deserve $1 million, so $1 million comes to you, right? It's what it's basically saying is you have to believe and then go do. Because mm-hmm. in order to show faith or show belief, belief is in the action. Belief is in the doing. If you want to live a life of satisfaction, even in satisfaction, it's the word action. So in order to be satisfied, you have to take action in your life to be satisfied. Too many individuals sit back and hope for the best. So in the word satisfaction is the word action. Mm-hmm. And knowing that in order to live a life of satisfaction, in order to live a life of abundance, you have to take action. You have to do. You believe something, and in showing your belief, in order for something to come to reality is when belief and action come together. That's faith. So the foundation of the law of attraction, the foundation of the secret, is in practicing faith.
Hmm.
And that's really what helps me, or helped me, continuously helps me. And when I sit down with anyone, regardless of what we're talking about, if we're talking about finances, if we're talking about life, if we're talking about love, relationships, everything comes down to your belief factor. Too many people blame their outer world. Too many people blame their situation on outside circumstances. You see, it's not about being a thermometer. It's about being a thermostat.
Hmm.
You see, a thermometer, when you put a thermometer in your mouth, if your body temperature is 90 degrees, then a thermometer will say 90 degrees. Too many people have thermometers. They let their outside environment affect their temperature, mm-hmm. their life temperature. But when you understand the power of being being a thermostat, you see, a thermostat changes the environment, changes the temperature in the environment. So we have to learn how to be thermostats. And then using those principles within the book, The Secret, or viewing it and listening to it on the DVD, you learn how to become a thermostat.
Hmm.
And I love being able to walk into a room and changing the energy, making it positive. Just because I walk into a room and it can be all negativity, it doesn't matter, because as long as I'm the thermostat, I change the temperature.
So that's a very powerful concept for people to get their heads around, that they actually have this power.
Yes.
So how would you recommend people start with this process? And I know that, you know, we're going to be playing little bits from The Secret, the
yes.
DVD, for people to hear from. What would you recommend? What segments would you recommend that we could play? And what would your accompanying message be about that segment?
I love the message in its totality. I mean, it's the dynamic that the secret is the law of attraction. Every aspect of it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So people really just need to watch the whole film.
Yes. And I would even take it beyond it and not say watch it, but experience it.
Well, explain that.
When you go watch a movie, right? Individuals go watch a movie and then leave and say, man, that was a great movie. Because to them, it was a great movie. The Secret is not a movie. It's an experience. It should be part of you, right? So it's a difference between hearing and listening. When you hear a message, you hear because you have ears. So if you watch the video and you hear the audio of what they're saying, then you're just hearing the message. But listening is listening with your mind, listening with your heart, listening with your soul. You got to let it be a part of you. Because once it's a part of you, there's no letting go. So even when you remove yourself from reading a book or remove yourself from watching a DVD, you're walking with the secret.
Mm.
And that's key. I've learned that if you really want to get something out of a book you read or an audio you listen to or a video you watch, you have to stop hearing the message and start listening to the message. And that's how you experience things.
So this is very good advice. I'm not sure that people quite understand the difference between listening and hearing. But probably if they're not walking away feeling substantially changed, then they probably could go back.
Yes.
And do it again.
Over and over
until
again.
Until it becomes, the message becomes a part of their general consciousness and general awareness, so that they'll remember it and remember to apply it.
Yes. And the beautiful thing is with the wonderful thing about having access to the DVD, which individuals will have access to, or the book,
mm-hmm.
they'll be able to refer back to it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a movie that you watch one time and say, hey, it was great, and that's it. I've listened to and read and watched The Secret numerous times, because at different points in my life, 2 months ago, I was a different person.
Mm.
Yesterday, I was a different person. Every day, you're supposed to get better. So as you get better, when you review something you've seen before, you're reviewing it and listening to it at a totally different level.
This is so true. And I've also found that our lives in general have peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be humming along, doing really great, and then for whatever reason, you wake up feeling defeated again.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes your tool or your choice to decide, am I going to stay in this low state, or am I going to do something to change it?
Absolutely.
And that in itself is one of the principles that is in the movie, mm-hmm. in the DVD, The Secret, mm-hmm. one of the tools that at every juncture, whatever we may be experiencing, as you said, we have an opportunity to change the temperature and change our perspective. And it's important to have tools in order to do that. How important do you find it? You work with a lot of people, with clients, as well as people who are working with you in your business. How important is it to be able to sustain that level of understanding and response, self-responsibility to change the temperature?
I think it's the difference between life and death. Mm. Now, not literally, but more so figuratively, because a business is built on people. So if you have people who are, you know, negative, upset, you know, grouchy or what have you, I don't think the business will strive.